I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. How did the Concert for Peace first come about, and how did you get involved?
It's really a serendipitous event in that I ran into Congressman Mike Turner in a lounge at Dulles Airport a couple of years ago. And he was saying he was a big fan of mine and had heard a lot of my concerts and had recently seen my documentary. So we ended up staying in touch now and then, and he'd come to concerts and I'd greet him and say hello backstage. Then his office contacted me about this idea. I guess it was, I'm assuming it was his idea to bring the orchestras together. It's a marvelous idea. It's a perfect way to celebrate the achievement of 30 years ago. So his office called and I said, well, maybe I can get there. So we worked it out timing wise, and that's how it came about.
That's conductor Maren Alsop, who is in Dayton this week to conduct a Concert for Peace. She'll be leading both the Dayton Philharmonic and the Sarajevo Philharmonic at the Schuster Center on Thursday, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords. And there are three pieces on the concert, the first of which is one of my favorite curtain raisers, and which also happened to be composed by your former mentor.
Leonard Bernstein's Overture to Candide. I think it's a quintessentially American 5-minute opener. It's brash, it's in your face, it's fun, it's everything we like to think America is.
And after that, you go into something completely different by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Tell me about the fantasy on a theme of Thomas Tallis.
Yeah, this is a completely different mood. It's very romantic. It features just the strings, and it's a beautiful piece that brings together old worlds and contemporary worlds together. There's an offstage small orchestra and the onstage orchestra. So it's got this beautiful antiphonal quality. And I think it's a great contrast to the opening work by Bernstein.
And the tune by Thomas Tallis is originally just about 55 seconds long, yet Vaughan Williams stretches it out into 15 minutes.
That's the sign of a great genius, I think. You know, you can make a lot with a small amount of material. I mean, when you say that, you think of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which, you know, is really two pitches, pa 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 pa, one's repeated three times. And from that, he makes this incredible piece. So there you go.
And speaking of Beethoven's Fifth, what is it about fate knocking at the door that speaks to you in that opening movement?
You know, Beethoven continues to be one of my big heroes because he was a person who endured tremendous personal challenges and struggles and real hardships. And yet he maintained a sense of optimism. He was very engaged in current events of his time. And this is a piece which is a journey from what feels like possibly fate denying something to real triumph at the end. That's a bit of a hallmark, I think, of most of Beethoven's music.
I have heard you describe your job as being the messenger for the composer. What does that mean?
People often ask me, you know, what does the conductor really do? I think everyone's, you know, sitting at home in the armchair just waving their arms. But that's our main responsibility, is to be the messenger of the creators, of the composers, and figure out what the narrative is that they're trying to get across and how we can best convey that through our musicians to our listeners. And our primary obligation is always to the composer.
You've said that when you were really young, you saw Leonard Bernstein conduct a concert and immediately told your parents, I want to do that. What made you make that decision at such an early age?
Yeah, I think my motivation was more aerobic than anything else, because he was jumping around so much and it looked like a lot of fun. And I had been getting into trouble playing in the Juilliard Pre-College Orchestra for moving around too much and having too much fun. And then when I saw Bernstein conduct, I thought, ah, that's the answer. If you're the conductor, you're allowed to have fun. So that was my goal always.
How did Bernstein originally become your mentor?
It was really, truly a gift. I got to know him in 1987 at the Schleswig-Holstein Festival. I'd met him a few times prior, but I got to first work with him there, and then I went to Tanglewood on the Leonard Bernstein Fellowship for the next 2 summers, and I went with him. I traveled with him to Japan when he opened the Pacific Music Festival, and I got to spend lots and lots of time with him. I mean, sadly, who knew that his life was going to be so shortchanged? He died in 1990, sadly. But he was always my hero. You know, in my bedroom, I had 2 posters. Well, one was Leonard Bernstein, the other was my other musical hero, the Beatles.
On the next edition of Arts Focus, conductor Maren Alsop will tell us more about the Concert for Peace coming to the Schuster Center this Thursday with the Dayton Philharmonic and the Sarajevo Philharmonic. Get more details about that concert at DaytonLive.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.